From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. This Friday, Dean Matt, also known as the pickleball pilot, will be in Eagle, attempting to set a world record. His goal is to play 48 pickleball matches in 48 states in less than 48 days. And Idaho is stop number 17, if we've done the math right. Joining us now to talk more about pickleball and this challenge is Dean himself and his wife, Luann, who's joined the conversation. Hi to both of you.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. The question is, how are you? You've done 17 or will have done 17 by the time you get here. Pickleball matches. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I will have done 16 today in Vancouver later this afternoon. And that's a third of the way there. You know, it started out a week ago Monday, so this is the 11th day. We're doing more than one a day. And when I get out east, I'll be doing, I think, 3 days in a row of three states each. So it's we're knocking them off.
Why on earth did you start this challenge?
Well, Luann here, the honey-do list got pretty long, and I was looking for a diversion, a way to kind of get out of it. That's kind of an inside joke there. But no, the reality is I've been flying since high school. I've always wanted to do a kind of a 50-state adventure. I thought I would do it with golf a few years ago. Luann and I golf. We thought we'd go around the country and golf in 50 states. And then I had hip surgery, and that kind of fell by the wayside. Also, we moved to Florida from the Chicago area a couple of years ago. Then we moved to a golf community thinking we would be golfing. But have done very little golfing and learned about pickleball, so we're doing a lot of pickleball now. So long story short, I met a bunch of people playing pickleball. One of them was a pilot. We kind of thought about doing this trip. I got some sponsors involved, Selkirk and some other great sponsors in the pickleball community, and plotted out the course, and I had to do a few things first. One, I didn't even know if pickleball was played in, say, North Dakota or Idaho, for that matter. And made some calls. Yes, it's played everywhere. Every city, community has a pickleball community, Facebook group, whatever. Then I needed some sponsors. Selkirk said, this is just crazy enough. We want to be a part of it, along with a few others. And then I plotted out the route, which is mostly in the interior of the United States, where I didn't know any people. I called the visitors bureaus, and they were just very welcoming and like, yeah, we want to be part of this. So everything kind of fell into place. I've been working at this for 6 months. And May 1st, we turned the key on the airplane, and here we are in Portland up from Sarasota.
That is incredible. And you mentioned you didn't know if pickleball was being played in every state. I got to tell you, we found out about pickleball being so popular here in Idaho just not that long ago. And people seem to love it, especially in the Treasure Valley, which is where you're going, into Boise Eagle area. And people just love this sport. What is it about pickleball?
Well, I think it's very social. I got my wife, Luann, involved, and we're at the pickleball courts three or four times a week. We play together. We play with different people. You could play with people of all skill levels, better than you, below you. Men and women play together. And we just have a lot of friends that we've connected with out there.
Luann, what did you think when Dean said, I'm going to fly to 48 states and play pickleball?
I said, you know what? Go for it. If you think you could do it, then I'll support you. I'll be there for you. And I flew out here to be with them so that we can get a few games under our belt.
That is awesome. And I understand, Luann, you are also going to achieve a record of your own when you come to Idaho.
I am. I'm so excited. This was just a big part of being able to take my journey and put it into Dean's journey along the way. I was stuck at 48 states, and I needed Oregon and I needed Idaho. So I got to Oregon, yes, 2 days ago, and I'm so excited because my last state is Idaho, and we're going to be flying there on Friday and playing pickleball, but I'm really excited about going there and being able to say that I've been in all 50 states in the United States. It's been great. It's a great accomplishment. I'm so happy.
That is incredible. I'm always amazed at how few people are able to do that. So, wow, congratulations. That's really cool. We're speaking with pickleball pilot Dean Matt and his wife Luann about the 48-48-48 pickleball challenge. Okay, so Dean, how's it been so far? How have people been? How's the reception been to the pickleball challenge?
It's overwhelming. Everybody's asked what my favorite city is, and there really is not a favorite city. Every stop has a different story. What I like about it is, all these 6 months of planning, you get nervous. What could go wrong? What could go right? How's the weather? As soon as you turn the key, you're off and running, and a lot of those kind of fears and what ifs kind of go away. Every city, I've been on time in every city. We've had no weather delays. We've had some bad weather I had to punch through, but we've had no weather delays. This week's looking good all the way through Billings, Montana, probably. And some states, most states have media out there to cover the event. They're showcasing their new pickleball courts in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
And the Speaker of the Mississippi House came out to play with me. Albuquerque, the whole town came out basically. The mayor was there and they had a lot of media there, and they're showcasing their courts that they put in and their expansion plan for new courts. In other cities, we're showcasing private clubs that have opened up. We've played with a variety of people, like I said, many mayors. We've played with professionals along the way. We've played at three chicken and pickle establishments, which are restaurants slash pickleball facilities, among other things. We played there in Kansas City, Wichita, and Oklahoma City. The food was great. We've played Special Olympics kids. We raised some money for them out in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And we've played low-income kids in an organization out in Memphis. So very welcoming. And I knew I would get that because the visitors bureaus I talked to say, yeah, we want to have this event here. They would have to find accommodations for me where it's an overnight stop. They would have to, get me ground transportation, regardless of if it's an overnight stop. Very little really out-of-pocket cost for them, but a good exposure to have the media to come out and do another story on whatever's happening in their community. So.
Well, and I love it. I love it. And I love that people have been so welcoming, and so eager to take part in this. Now you're going to come to Eagle, I understand, and this is happening tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, Luann is on this part of the trip for four stops. She's going to be doing here in Portland and Vancouver, Washington, right over the river today. And then probably the most beautiful scenery of the trip of all, from Portland to Boise, Boise to Salt Lake City. We're going to be flying in right over Salt Lake. The other thing, me as a pilot, I've been to most of these places before, not so much in the Pacific Northwest, although I have been up here a little bit, but it's just great to see the topography change from Florida to the trees of Mississippi to the vistas and mesas out in Amarillo, and the mountains starting to come in Colorado, and then Northern California. I forgot all about all the mountain lakes I've seen, so it's
Wow.
pretty rugged territory up here. I wouldn't want to lose an engine. But as I work my way back to Salt Lake City, Luann, and then up to Casper, Wyoming, Luann won't be with me, but we've been on a trip to Casper, Billings, and Bismarck, North Dakota before, so kind of familiar with some of that territory.
Well, this sounds like as much a postcard to America as it does a pickleball challenge.
Yeah, it really is. And what I find too is I've talked to a lot of people, and Luann and I, we watch political news all day long, and I won't tell you which one, but it's just so nice that we aren't really as divided as a country as you think. I think the 10% on either fringe of the country really get a lot of people's blood boiling. But when you're out talking to somebody and they say, "Welcome to Louisiana," or "Hey, thank you for coming to Amarillo, Texas," I've talked with Democrats and Republicans, and I couldn't tell you who's who based on, my interactions with them. So I think we're all Americans and we all just want the best for the country. And let's unite the country through pickleball.
Let's do it. Okay, so you're going to come, if I'm looking at this correctly, to the Eagle Tennis Center tomorrow on Friday at 1 o'clock. And can anybody come and watch you play pickleball?
Certainly, yeah. We've had that along the route. I've had yesterday we had a we play with this guy out in Sarasota. He's 93 years old.
Oh, wow.
Him and Luann, who will be back in Sarasota, that will be our final stop, the 48th stop. I'll be playing with him and Luann, and his daughter surprised us out in Clackamas yesterday, out in Portland here. And I've had a few surprises along the route, people just stopping in and saying hi. And yeah, come on out and watch the fun. We only play one game to 11. There may or may not be some news media there covering the event, but yeah, come out and cheer us on.
That is amazing. Luann, are you having fun?
I am. I really am. There's a lot of work that goes into this behind the scenes, but I tell you, it's amazing to watch Dean be able to go and meet the people he actually spoke with to set this all up. And so to see the end result here and playing a game, it's really hopefully it's going to bring a lot of everybody coming out and seeing pickleball and realizing how popular it has become. It's a great sport. It really honestly is. I've met some of the very, very nicest people playing pickleball.
Wow, this is amazing. Okay, we've been speaking with Dean Matt about the 48-48-48 Pickleball Challenge and his wife, Luann. I want to wish the best of luck to both of you and have fun.
Thank you.
Yep, and Idaho's kind of a little special for us for a couple of reasons. Luann's never been there. I've never been there. And by the way, when she breaks her 50th state, I still have one more to go. I've never been to Alaska. But Idaho is also the home of our anchor sponsor, Selkirk. They're up in Coeur d'Alene. We're not going to make it that far north. And one of the best players in the world, Tyson McGuffin, who's also sponsored by Selkirk. So we're looking forward to the scenery and the pickleball play in Eagle, Idaho, just outside of Boise tomorrow.
That's awesome. That's right. It's in Eagle. Come on down to the Eagle Tennis Center, 1 o'clock, and watch him play. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Luann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I've never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.